Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Chrissy, just around the corner, you got a function coming up. Well, get your bookings in Paparazzi Restaurant. See their website or give them a call, 9586 1166.
The MTV Video Music Awards returned live and in person yesterday in New York City, hosted by Doja Cat, who had some very interesting costume changes, including one where she wore a chair on her head, which she later used to sit down on, and another where she had chicken feet. It was quite interesting. Now, first-time nominee Olivia Rodrigo was nominated for 5 awards, and she won 3, including Best New Artist, Best Push Performance, and Song of the Year for her number one track, Driver's License. The 18-year-old also performed her new single, Good For You. She also had Twitter abuzz because she used the butt of a microphone to break the camera lens. Must have been staged, but it was pretty rock and roll.
History repeats. We used to smash the drum set with the guitars, yeah. Video of the year went to Lil Nas X for the single Montero. Group of the year went to Korean pop sensation BTS. Best R&B was won by Bruno Mars and Travis Scott's project Silk Sonic. And best rock song went to John Mayer for The Last Train Home.
He must be happy scooping up a Grammy after so long.
Justin Bieber went in with the most nominations with 7 and took out 2 moon people. One was the best pop song, and he won the big one, Artist of the Year.
I just wanted to say that music is such an amazing opportunity and an amazing outlet to be able to reach people and to be able to bring us all together. And that's why we're here right now, right?
Nicely said, Biebs. The Foo Fighters were honoured with the Global Icon Award and also performed a medley of their greatest hits, including Shame Shame, Everlong and This Bang.
But it was Madonna's surprise appearance at the VMAs that had Twitter ablaze. And in true Madonna style, she was dressed in a very controversial leather get-up with a rather cheeky rear view.
Mm. And something not MTV related is the new trailer for Marvel's Hawkeye series, which hits Disney Plus November 24. All he wants to do is get home for Christmas.
You're a Hawkeye.
Who the hell are you?
Some people have actually called me the world's greatest archer.
Are you one of those people? It's the most wonderful. Hey, babe. I should be back in a day or two. Hang on a second. With the kids to know about things have gotten more complicated. It's the most wonderful
time of the year. Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.